Hey there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again. Oh, just a little tardy. 20 minutes. What's 20 minutes between friends? Yes, it is the Twine Trust. We feature both kinds of music on this show. And with any luck, we'll be able to get them going both for you here momentarily. We do, of course, have a tribute or two to deal with tonight. So just sit back, relax, and we'll get it going momentarily. Thank you very much, as you were.
By Chuck Berry, as done by the Modern Lovers. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Oh, well, I feel real good today. See, we just touched ground on an international runway. Jet propelled back home to the USA. New York, Los Angeles, you know that I yearn for you. And Detroit, Chicago, Chattanooga, Baton Rouge. Oh, not to mention Vietnam in Boston, Massachusetts. I'll tell you something. Now, did I miss the skyscrapers and the long freeways? From the coast of California to the shores of the Delaware Bay. Oh, yes, I did. Until I got back in the USA. Rock a while, let's go! Take me to a corner cafe. Where hamburgers sizzle on an open griddle night at day. I wanna see a jukebox jump with records in the USA. Let's talk about it. You see, I'm so glad I was brought up in the USA. Oh yeah. Well, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. It's true, what you want, got it right back in the USA. My turn, look out. Drive in any little corner cafe. I wanna hear hamburgers sizzle on an open griddle. Night and day, I wanna see a jukebox jump with records in the USA. Let's go. Well, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. Oh yeah. Well, I'm so glad I was brought up in the USA. I am. Cause what you want, it's here in the USA.
Well, there's Mr. Jonathan Richman and his Modern Lovers doing their little Chuck Berry tribute there back in the USA. And yes, we lost Chuck Berry just the other day, a Saturday. 90 years old, you know. I don't know. Is that sad? I don't think so. But we'll talk more about that in a minute, because we did lose somebody. And it's considerably sadder, really. And it actually happened over a month ago, but I just found out about it. Mr. Robert Fisher from the band Willard Grant Conspiracy died of cancer last month. And I love Willard Grant Conspiracy. I must say that I sort of lost track of them, and there's a couple of records that I haven't even heard. But back in the day, I loved those guys to bits. And I don't know why I lost track of them exactly, but we'll try and make up for it, especially now that Robert has passed on. And never really got the due that he should have. Influenced many an artist. I found out about it via Chuck Cleaver from America's Greatest Rock and Roll Band, Wussy. And never really thought about it before, but yeah, Wussy definitely influenced by Willard Grant Conspiracy. We're going to play a few things for you right now. And by the way, seeing as how we're like 25 minutes late almost here on the show, and I'm about to run away and play a pre-recorded bit, this show's going to cut off, no doubt, before it's over. So, but we're going to upload the whole darn thing to the Twang Trust website a little later tonight. Twangtrust.ca, if you're wondering. And you'll be able to hear the whole thing in its entirety. You know, those guys over on Sane Music are going to come in around 8 o'clock and just cut it off. Cut it off somewhere. And as is their right. But yeah, if you want to hear the whole unedited version, go to twangtrust.ca a little later tonight or tomorrow morning and hear the whole darn thing. But now, for your listening pleasure and tributableness, or whatever the word is, here's Robert Fisher and his band, Willard Grant Conspiracy, and a little number called Flying.
Beneath the blue Oregon mountain, beneath the sky and the stars, far from the road and trail, I hear you sigh, I hear you sigh. Stretched on across the wood, tied to a string and then flown away. Remember it again.
come down hard, come down strong. A strong word said before too long, and find a way to poison our bed. Draw me up, draw me down. I'll take this medicine from your broken cup. I didn't think this bitter taste would linger on. Fare thee well, my delicate one. Make it up to you, morning sun. Fare thee well, I want you to know, wherever I roam, I'll call you home. Day, every way, I hear folks say that a man can change, and I guess that I always find something in the way. Faith can heal a lot of wounds. You hear a knife in this rented room. I look to the ceiling and find a reason to carry on. Fare thee well, my delicate one. Make it up to you, the morning sun. Fare thee well, and I want you to know, wherever I roam, I call you home. Wherever I roam, I call you home. Wherever I roam, I call you home. Wherever I roam, I call you home.
Hi, this is Jess Klein, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh, that's a hit. That's a hit if I ever heard it. That's Soft Hand from Willard Grant Conspiracy. You might remember that one. You might have heard it in an early Matt Damon Greg Lanier romp from 2003 called Stuck on You. We heard it from Willard Grant Conspiracy's album Regard the End. And that's what we're doing. We're regarding the end of Mr. Robert Fisher, sadly. The leader of the Willard Grant Conspiracy, who passed away last month. We just got the news over the weekend. That song and the one before it, both from the album Regard the End, featured our old pal Jess Klein on vocals. Did you hear? You must have heard her on that last one. Sounding great. They were both on Ryko Disc at the time, toured Europe together and stuff. And we started that set off with Kite Flying from the very first Willard Grant Conspiracy album that I personally ever heard. A little ditty, or a little album, called... What's that thing called? Everything's Fine. Is everything fine? No, but we're going to pretend it is. Rest in peace, Robert. Well, I used to be here, but I'm not now. No, I've left. I've gone. I'm not really here. You're not really hearing me. It's all in your mind. I've left. I've gone to the big show tonight. Some folks go into the little show at the West End Cultural Center. May Hemingway's, who we love to bits, they're opening up for Joel Plaskett and his dad. I bet it'll be more fun than the last time Joel Plaskett played here. I went because Frank Turner was opening at the Garrick Center and stuck around for Joel Plaskett's set. One of the worst shows I've ever seen. I don't know. It's just, it was the most monotonous thing I've ever forced myself to sit through. So, yeah, let's hope it's not like that tonight. But May Hemingway's are opening. Not quite Frank Turner, but they're great. So, yeah, feel free to leave after that. Although they're backing up the Plaskett family singers. So, could be interesting. Could be. But the big show is happening at MTS Center tonight. Our old pal Lindy Ortega opening up for Mr. Chris Stapleton, country music's new hero. And Chris Stapleton only has one record out now. It's the big hit. He's won a million awards for it. It's called Traveler. But he's not a newcomer. No, Chris Stapleton's been around for a while. He put out a couple of records with a combo from down Nashville way called the Steel Drivers. You might have saw him at the Folk Festival a few years ago. Chris wasn't with him at the time, but he did make their first two records with him. And here's something from the very first one. This is called Midnight Train to Memphis. If you're lucky, we might get it tonight.
Goes down 40 days, a shotgun. get my brush. When I get to 39, that's the longest day in a prisoner's mind. For today, a shotgun's a bar for fences. 49's to sit and listen until the midnight train to Memphis.
Seen a night so long. to hide his face and cry. Have you ever seen a robin weep when leaves begin to die? Yet seems he's lost his will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. As I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee, then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup, the folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango, I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo, so keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Yes, normally we're a hardcore country music show here on the Twang Trust, but tonight only we'll be featuring some of that rock and roll music. I know there's a couple of you out there who like the stuff, and I would like to dance with you tonight. We're going to dance to some Chuck Berry music tonight. We lost Chuck, of course, over the weekend. I'm sure you all heard. Not exactly a sad thing. I mean, the guy was 90 years old, and let's face it, he won. You know, he won. We could talk weird things about Chuck if we wanted to. Easy. It'd be real easy. I think Hooch from the Matadors said it best over the weekend when he posted on Facebook, "Tonight, he pisses in the mouths of angels." But we're not going to talk about that stuff. We're just going to revel in what he created. And let's face it, you know, if you took Chuck Berry and everything he influenced on the planet, if you took that out of your life, it would turn it upside down and inside out to the point where you probably just wouldn't want to live it anymore. And it's pretty amazing that we were all here to witness it all. And we'll be here to see it continue to influence the world, and it's a wonderful thing. Without Chuck Berry, you wouldn't have the Beatles. You wouldn't have the Stones. You wouldn't have much of anything. Speaking of the Stones, how about we go back to their very first record? In fact, their very first single. England's newest hitmakers, the Rolling Stones, with their first single, a cover of Chuck Berry's Come On.
Everything's wrong since me and my baby parted. All day long I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Later from my job and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run into it and wreck it. Come on, since me and my baby parted. Come on, I can't get started. Come on, I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run into it and wreck it. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I live with thinking about you. Every time the phone rings, it sounds like thunder. Some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you. Come on, always thinking about you. Come on, phone sounds like thunder. Some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Everything is wrong since I last saw you, baby. I really want to see you and I don't mean maybe. I'm doing everything trying to make you see that I belong to you, honey. You belong to me. Come on, I want to see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. Come on, I gotta see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I've gotta make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. And come on, come on, come on, come on.
The Rolling Stones are playing in Philadelphia tonight, but we're better, so fuck them. I said the joint was rocking, go round and round. And I'm reeling and rocking, such a crazy sound. Yeah, we'll never stop rocking, till the moon went down. Sounds so sweet, give me a chance. Out of my seat, I just had to count. I started moving my feet and clap my hands. We kept on rocking, go round and round. I'm wheeling and rocking round and sound. And we never stopped rocking till the moon went down. And my eyes were jacked. Just one hit more and I lay to rest. But when the police knocked, those doors were back. Now she kept on rocking, go round and round. Now we're in rocking, it's the crazy sound. And we never stopped rocking till the moon went down. By 12 o'clock, the place is jammed. I had a little home. Oh, and when I asked them all, both doors flew back. Around and around,
pits.
Steve, Roadrunner. Should we do Roadrunner? Hey, that's fucking awful. Stop it. Stop it. It's fucking awful. Ah! Torture.
I don't think you need any, Johnny. No, those two will do fine. Yes, the Sex Pistols covering Jonathan Richman's Roadrunner and starting it off with a fine attempt at Johnny B. Good. Bit of a rock and roll swindle there in that set. Before the Sex Pistols, we heard the Replacements covering Around and Around. And at the top of that set, the Rolling Stones with their very first single and a cover of Chuck Berry's Come On. Well, we got a magic trick for you now. We got a magic trick. We're going to start off, okay, with a country music legend playing some Chuck Berry songs. Then we're going to hear some local legends covering that country music legend, but they're going to turn that song into a Chuck Berry song. Think we can do it? I think we can. But to get us there, here's Graham Parsons starting off a little live medley with a little number from Larry Williams. This is Boney Maroney.
Home. I don't call a gypsy woman, I'll tell her mom. Hi, this is Dave
and Jeff,
and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Got it.
the sky. I heard about the waves that threw apart, but you lied to me. But you lied to me. Cause it makes me mad. Even as a man can be. Cause it makes me mad. Even as a man can be. Cause it makes me mad. Even as a man can be. Sister, go, you better surrender. Oh, my loneliness, she's a solid sister. You know you better surrender. Seven and silent, deep in the heart, gonna be a fool no more. Seven and silent, deep in the heart, then so the long time ago. Seven and silent, deep in the heart, then so the long time ago. I've been told, you've been told, gonna be. No more. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, David. That was little Donnie Hatcher there on saxophone. The Fuse, going back to 1979. That was their final show. They would come back a couple of years later. But at the time, that was their big that was the big finale. Bobby Darin's Slippin' and Slidin', which slipped and slid its way out from Chuck Berry's Don't You Lie to Me. I remember Jeff Hatcher telling me a story about listening to a tape of their very first show back when they used to go by the name of Dark Horse. And at one point Jeff says, well, here's another one from Chuck Berry. And you could hear somebody in the audience call out, they're all by Chuck Berry. A lot of them were back in the day. Before that, we heard the Hatcher and Briggs Clan from their album Getting There From Here. And a cover of Graham Parsons' In My Hour of Darkness, somehow sounding a whole lot like Chuck Berry on that one, don't you think? I think so. And what do you know, Graham Parsons covering Chuck Berry before that. Little medley starting off with Larry Williams' Boney Maroney, went into 40 Days and Almost Grown from Chuck. Well, we need to hear Chuck himself again now, I think. We heard that other guy at that other station do a nice little tribute to Chuck Berry over the weekend. Somehow he managed to do it without playing any Chuck Berry at all. Not sure how he accomplished that, but we're not going that route. No, we'll hear some Chuck Berry music in this next set. But to get us there, here from their Girl Fight EP is Southern Culture on the Skids and a little ditty called Hey Chuck Berry.
bought a brand new airmobile, custom made. 'Twas a flight deal with a powerful motor and some hideaway wings. Pushing on the button and you will kerosene. Now you can't catch me, baby, you can't catch me. 'Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool breeze. New Jersey Turnpike in the wee hours. I was rolling slow because of drizzling showers. Yeah, come a flat top, he was moving up with me. Then come waving goodbye in a little old souped up jitney. I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll. Moaning siren towards the state patrol. So I let out my wings and then I blew my horn. Bye bye New Jersey, I become airborne. Now you can't catch me, baby, you can't catch me. 'Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool breeze. Flying with my baby last Saturday night, putting a gray cloud floating in sight. Big full moon shining up above. Huddle up, honey, be my love. Sweetest little thing I've ever seen. I'm gonna name you Maybelline. Flying on the beam, set on flight control. Radio tuned to rock and roll. 2-3 hours done past the spy. Altitude dropped to 505. Fuel consumption way too fast. Let's get on home before we run out of gas. Now you can't catch me. No, baby, you can't catch me. 'Cause if you get too close, you're gone like a cool.
And I do the time. Till everything falls and puts me in place. I'm out on a limb like Chuck Berry in space. The seasons change. Falls and
welcome is long denied. It's quiet the dock, the boat she laid since 12 o'clock. Me watch the tide easing in. It's low the moon, but high the wind. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me all alone, me open the rum. It's long the wait for boat to come. American girl, come back to me. We'll sail away across the sea. We'll dock in New York, the buildings high. We find a home up in the sky. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me still alone, me sip on the rum. Me wonder when the boat she come to bring me love. Ow! Sweet little thing, she rock and roll, she dance and sing, she hold me tight, she touch me lips, me eyes they close, me heart she flip. Havana moon, Havana moon. But still alone, me drinking the rum, begin to think the boat no come. American girl, she tell a lie. She say till then, she mean goodbye. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me lay down alone, was good to rum. Me fall asleep, the boat she come. The girl she look, till come the dawn. She weep and cry, return for home. The whistle blow, me open me eyes. Was bright the sun, was blue the skies. Me grab me shoes, me jump and run. Me see the boat head for horizon. Havana moon is gone the rum. The boat she sail, me love she gone. Havana moon.
Getting tropical with you here on CKUW's Twang Trust, 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg. That was Havana Moon from Chuck Berry. And before that, Chuck Berry in Space. That was the Tim Lee 3. And Chuck Berry, once again before that, with You Can't Catch Me. Might have heard a little bit of Beatles lyrics in there, huh? Were you paying attention? Were you? And we started that off with Southern Culture on the Skids from their Girl Fight EP. And hey, Chuck Berry. Well, it's time to head down E Street. Yes, Bruce Springsteen and Chuck Berry had a great little history together. If you didn't know, Bruce once opened for Chuck Berry. In fact, not only did he open for him, he backed him up. They started off the show quite like Mae Hemingway's is doing tonight, in fact, at the West End Cultural Center for the Plaskett Family Singers. But yeah, Bruce and the E Street Band opened for Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis, and then were the backing band for both artists. And there's a great interview. If you ever get a chance to see the Chuck Berry documentary, Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, which I'm sure is going to show up on TV any day now. I'm waiting with bated breath. There's a great interview with Bruce where he tells the whole story. And pretty hilarious stuff. But anyways, Chuck and Bruce, yep, kindred souls for sure. The number of songs that Chuck Berry wrote that Bruce stole the title from is pretty astronomical if you care to go down the list. We're going to hear a couple of them right now. We're going to hear one by Chuck, one by Bruce, and then we'll hear a few choice Springsteen covers. But first, here's Chuck himself with a little number that would inspire Bruce on his Born in the USA album. little ditty called Downbound Train.
A stranger lying on a barroom floor had drank so much he could drink no more. And so he fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on a downbound train. The engine with blood was sweaty and damp, and brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. An imp for fuel was shoveling bones, while the furnace rang with a thousand groans. The parlor was filled with lager beer, the devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were most a motley crew, some were foreigners and others he knew. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. Sulfuric fumes scorched their hands and face. Wider and wider the country grew, faster and faster the engine flew. Louder and louder the thunder crashed, brighter and brighter the lightning flashed. Hotter and hotter the air became, till their clothes were burned with each quivering flame. Then out of the din there came a yell, ha ha, said the devil, we're near and home. Oh, how the passengers shrieked with pain and begged old Satan to stop that train. The stranger awoke with an anguish cry, his clothes wet with sweat and his hair standing high. He fell on his knees on the barroom floor and prayed a prayer like never before. And the prayers and vows were not in vain, for he never rode that downbound train.
One, two, three. Well, she drew out all her money from a Southern Trust and put her little boy on us, leaving Memphis with a guitar in his hand on a one-way ticket to the promised land. But hey, little girl with the red dress on, there's a party tonight down in Memphis town. I'll be going down there if you need a ride. A man on the radio says Elvis Presley's died. Down into Memphis, the sky was hard and black. Up over the ridge came a white Cadillac. They'd drawn out all his money and they'd laid him in the back. A woman cried from the roadside, oh, he's gone, he's gone. They
$5. We ran back to the hotel. Hotel. Are you loose? We ran back to the hotel, ran into the bar. I said, bartender. I said, bartender. I need a drink. I was shaking. My knees were weak. I couldn't see straight. Bring it down, son. Steve was there, come here, Steve. Steve was there with me. We were sitting at the bar, we were scared to death. We said, bartender, somebody tried to blow us up tonight. That's right. We said, bartender, are you loose? We said, bartender, somebody tried to blow us up tonight. He looked at me and said, son, son, are you loose? I said, yeah. And there I was, and Clarence came in the bar. Clarence shuffled in his white suit. The people, I want to tell you now that the people over at the Vista didn't know what was happening. Is a weird joint. So there we was. I was sitting at the bar. Steve was at the bar. Clarence was at the bar. We was drinking our skulls out. And that's when it happened. That's when it happened. It got very serious for a minute. I sat back. I seen what was coming. I took a big gulp. My knees started shaking. My heart started beating faster than it ever had. I said, Steve, you know. I had a lump in my throat when I saw walking down an aisle. I had a wiggle in my knees when she came to me and sweetly smiled. I said, Steven, who's that little queen standing over by the wiggle machine? Looking like a model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. One day, meanwhile, I was silly, but I was still thinking.
Steve, what are you thinking about?
I was thinking,
yeah.
This is my motion to move.
Yeah.
Break it. This is my chance.
It is.
I ought to take it.
Go ahead, baby.
If she can dance,
sure.
We can make it.
I know that.
Come on, queen.
Come on, baby.
Let's show. The bar. I was a sad and I'm sorry, sir. But I was planning my strategy. And I thought to myself, hey, if it's a slow one, we'll admit it. If it's a rocker, that'll get it. If it's good, she'll admit it. Come on, Queen Al, baby, yeah, we're in it, come on.
Winnipeg, this is Steve Poltz, and you're listening to All Bruce all the time, because when I was a little kid, my dad drove our little car out on Michigan Avenue. I was in the back seat, and the salesman would stare at my mom's old hand as my dad played with his wedding band. And then Mary, she got pregnant, and man, that was all she wrote, because in the day, we sweated out on a runaway street on a hangtime American town. Yeah, night we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Can he go and leave you all alone? Uh-huh. I got a bad desire for some more Bruce Springsteen on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Sat down in the room, I turned on the television set. On came a fellow named Tex Earnhardt. And Tex wanted to sell me a car. Well, I shut off the TV and I laid down to get some sleep. But I had a dream. You see, I was motivated back in town.
I saw a big Cadillac sign. It said no money down. I eased on the brakes. I pulled in the drive. I gunned my motor twice. And then I walked inside. Well, Tex said to me, he says, boss, trade in that Ford, and I'm gonna put you in something that's gonna eat up the room. And I just step right over here and sign your name right on that line. And I'll bring it right over to the old motel in just 2 hours' time. Well, I said, Tex, I want a yellow convertible. Four-door DeVille. A Continental spare. And wire chrome wheels. I want air conditioning. And I want some automatic heat. And a full fold-out bed in my back seat. I want a TV, a stereo, an 8-track tape deck, and I want a phone so I can talk to my baby when I'm driving all alone.
Hoorah! Hoorah! Live in Cleveland for the opening of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was Johnny B. Goode, as rendered by Chuck Berry, backed up by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. That's how that concert started. It ended with Chuck Berry, backed up by Bruce and the band on, I believe it was Rock and Roll Music. They did it at the very end. And not near quite as tight as that particular tune was. Bruce and Nils have stories about the last song they did at that concert together. Apparently Chuck changed the key in the middle of the song, just like completely out of the blue. The band didn't know what was going on, and it sounded like a complete mess. And Chuck just sort of walked his way off the stage, got into a car and drove away. Left the band there, standing there, sounding like a bunch of amateurs. That's the way Chuck liked it, though, I think. But that sounded pretty swell there, didn't it? Before that, Bruce Springsteen, live in 1981, covering Chuck Berry's No Money Down. He used that as an intro to Cadillac Ranch a handful of times on the River Tour. Was lucky enough to see him do it in Tirana back in 81. And before that, the only known recording of Bruce Springsteen drunk on stage. Yep. That was after a show in Milwaukee. Well, that was actually the beginning of the show. The show was cut. Well, they had to take a break at the beginning because they got a bomb scare. Yep. And Bruce told you all about it. And when they finally started the show off, well, they had to pry Bruce and the band out of the bar at the hotel there. And, well, you heard how loose they were on Chuck Berry's Little Queenie there. Bye Bye Johnny, the B-side of the I'm on Fire single. And Bruce actually gave Chuck Berry writer's credit on that one. His little ode to Elvis Presley. But not only did Bruce take the title from Chuck, there's a handful of lyrics in there too. And he figured, you know what, I'm just going to play it safe and give Chuck half the royalties on that one. And it's probably a good thing he did. And Chuck Berry at the very top of that set with Down Bound Train, a song title you might know from the Born in the USA album. Well, I don't know what we're going to do in this next set. We're just going to hear a bunch of Chuck Berry music. We're just going to mix it up. Let's go back in the Wayback Machine one more time for the Fuse and a little ditty called Brown Eyed Handsome Man.
could see that the attitude of a man of the veil. And now the young monsieur and madame from the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, they go to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was filled with TV dinners and ginger ale. But with Pierre, I worked a little money, come and worked out well. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, they go to show you never can tell. They had a high-five phone, born in the little flat. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, they go to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up chimney, a tray red 53. And drove it down to Orleans to celebrate their anniversary. It was there when Pierre was wedded to the love that man of the veil. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, they go to show you never can tell.
10-mile stretch on the Indiana road with a sky blue Jaguar and a Thunderbird 4. Jaguar sitting on 99 trying to beat the bird to the county line. Just a half a mile from Deucinville, had a speed sign sitting at the top of the hill. Said 35 miles to stay in line, but the Jaguar and Thunderbird paid no mind.
Slow down, little Jaguar.
Deucinville was a real small town, had 102.9 acres of ground. Some stool pigeon put the sheriff wise, so they parked down in Deucinville to catch him guy. Sheriff laid low, half hidden weed. Parked for 8 days, didn't nobody see. All of a sudden, dust rose from the road, said, here come the Jaguar and the Thunderbird foe.
Slow down, little Jaguar.
Stepped up a clutch second, put him in third. Took a ride out after Jaguar and Thunderbird. He'd get a bonus and a big fat fine if he caught him before they crossed that county line. Sheriff never drove his car 100 flat, but if he aimed to get him, had to do more than that. Crest of the hill about a yard behind, wasn't two more miles to the county line.
Slow down, little Jaguar.
Keep cool, little Thunderbird boy.
Old sheriff counting on the time and grade, with the tailwind pushing, he had it made. Thunderbird saw the sheriff gaining speed. Wave bye-bye, Jaguar, pull in the lead. Jaguar said, you ain't won the race yet. Pull back around the bird like a saber jet. Sheriff front bumper still a yard behind when the T-Bird and Jaguar crossed the line.
Slow down, little Jaguar.
Keep cool, little Thunderbird boy.
Slow down, little Jaguar.
Hey Winnipeg, this is Melissa McClelland.
And I'm Luke Doucette.
And we are White Horse.
And you're listening to The Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
As I got on a city bus and found a vacant seat, I thought I saw my future bride walking down the street. I shouted to the driver, hey, conductor, you must slow down. I think I see her, please let me off this bus. Nadine, honey, is that you?
summer breeze. I said, go, driver, go, go, catch it for me, please. Moving through the traffic like a mounted cavalier, leaning out the taxi window, trying to make it hear me, Nadine.
that just might be my favorite Chuck Berry cover of all time, Around and Around, as rendered by St. Louis's Magnolia Summer. From an album called Brown-Eyed Handsome Man, St. Louis salutes the father of rock and roll. Yes, all St. Louis bands, all doing Chuck Berry songs. It's actually a great record. We heard another track from it in that set there. We also heard The Skeletons covering Jaguar and Thunderbird from the same record. In between, we heard White Horse from their last outing called the Northern, was it Northern Blues? Is that what this thing is called? Where is it? Here it is. It's called The Northern South, Volume 1. Their take on Nadine, another crazy little arrangement. And what else did we hear in that set? Oh, we heard The Band doing Promised Land. That's from their covers album, Moondog Matinee. And John Prine with You Never Can Tell from his album, Common Sense. And we kicked that set off with The Fuse, Local Heroes, back in 1982, doing Brown-Eyed Handsome Man. That is going to do it for our big Chuck Berry tribute here on the Twang Trust. Hope you had some fun. We're going to leave it in the hands of Mr. Garland Jeffries with a little ditty that explains it all. Hail, hail, rock and roll. See you next week here, kids, on the Twang Trust.
For changing the color of, the color of her, the color of him. It really doesn't matter what skin you're in. Big yellow taxi cab, pass me by. Stop on the next corner to pick up a white guy. The color of you, the color of me. You can't judge a man by looking. The wound that's in our history.